Hello, this is Jason Harper in Hayes, Kansas. Earlier this morning, I was looking at the clock, waiting to take a work break, when I remembered something that happened a couple of years ago. I'll call it the Big Breakfast Bomb. While growing up, I was a big fan of my pop's weekend breakfasts. I took to studying the how-tos and the what-fors of the Harper breakfast and learned the process of his classic Saturday meal. How long did they say it takes to become a master at doing something? I've heard that it's something like 10,000 hours, which is roughly 10 years. Years later, after I'd finished college, I had lived alone overseas for nearly a decade. And over this time, I cooked so many of my pop's signature breakfasts that I could have arguably been bestowed a master's degree in brunch. While my wife and I were courting, I'd cook up Harper breakfasts for her, hoping to make a lasting impression that would seal the deal. She was intrigued watching such a foreign cooking methodology. Mind you, she grew up in Mongolia and had traveled to many, many places, including China, Laos, Vietnam, the Philippines, Shangri-La, Japujai, and Kathmandu. She became eager to learn just a few basic cooking skills on her own, so she watched and asked questions and took mental notes of the process as I diced and sautéed and served. Then one Saturday morning, May said that she was going to cook the Harper breakfast by herself and shooed me out of the kitchen. "Don't disturb me," she commanded. "I will cook Harper breakfast better than you. I will make it my specialty." So I retreated in the living room and turned on the TV. Soon, the smell of sausages, peppers, and onions filled the air, and I heard the microwave hum as the red potatoes steamed. It seemed like her first culinary voyage was off to a great start. So I flipped through the channels, and I waited, and waited, and waited. Curious about the delay, I took a sneak peek at what was going on in there. Harper breakfast seemed good to go. The sausage, peppers, onions, and potatoes were looking great. All except the eggs. The eggs just sat still in a pan full of water, not boiling. I entered the room and said, "May, I think maybe you forgot to turn on the burner." "Do not disturb me," she commanded. "I will cook my specialty, May breakfast, better than you." Again, I retreated in the living room to flip through the channels. But when I heard the microwave hum again, I couldn't quell my curiosity. As I rounded the corner to take another peek, I asked, "How are things going now?" "I put the eggs in the micro to cook faster," May said, proudly beaming, and suddenly the microwave made a high squealing noise followed by a big, bellowing breakfast bomb boom. We just looked at each other and laughed. I slowly opened the microwave door. A mix of smoke and steam puffed outward and upward. Inside the microwave, splattered and steaming white and yellow goo clung to shards of shattered eggshell shrapnel, all of it hanging from the microwave walls, the window, the ceiling. "This can be your specialty," May curtly announced. Grabbing some paper towels, we began cleaning up our Harper breakfast together. This is Jason Harper coming to you from Hayes, Kansas, wishing that it were time for a breakfast break again.
"10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.